Well, Southeastern farmers have experienced yet another dry year, but David Longclo, tech service rep for Syngenta, says that the crops have been surprisingly resilient.
We had some issues in some certain crops. There's no doubt. Soybeans were a real shining star. So was cotton. Even the dry land cotton did very, very well. The crop I would say that was hurt the worst was actually our rice production as well as our corn production, and that simply was based on heat units and lack of water.
But one issue that has plagued many farmers was the glyphosate-resistant weed, specifically Palmer amaranth.
It's the number one glyphosate-resistant weed, according to many university weed scientists as well as industry, and we're really having to try to scratch our heads and try to figure out how we can handle this. We do have some new opportunities coming up on how to handle the pigweed. We've got some, essentially what you just call them, is the hooded sprayer techniques again. We've got wick bars using gramoxone. We've got weed scientists who are actually doing a zero-tolerance study right now that they're in the second year of, where they're actually just not allowing any Palmer pigweed to actually go to seed and seeing how much of a detrimental effect that's going to have on next year's seed bank. So we've got a lot of good technology and a lot of good scientists working on the problem.
And in order to get a better handle on those weeds for next year, Longclo recommends a fall weed control treatment.
We're starting to see a little bit of increased rain chance across the Mid-South. So as soon as we get some moisture on the ground, I would definitely be going with a gramoxone dual type of application for the glyphosate-resistant ryegrass as well as the pigweed issues that you can control with that program.
For more info, contact your local Syngenta sales representative. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.